Shadow of Agnes by Emily Conbert.
"911 emergency.
I need her to take this voice and muffle it with her own breath. I need her to stuff my throat full of sweaty nuances, to make it hot in there and scratchy.
I'm sorry.
I need her to sort things out, definitely. I need it sorted and folded, and then I need her to put it away. Get rid of it."
"Is that the guy?"
"What guy?"
"Didn't Agnes talk to you about this guy?"
"No, she did not."
"I need her to take a bacterial tone with me and put it in my ulcer. It's what I need her to do."
"Sir?"
"The guy with the needs?"
"What I need
is that the guy with the needs?"
"What I need her to do is..."
"Sir, where are you located?"
"I need her to come over here and..."
"Sir, please, where are you located?"
And knit me a love fest. I need her."
"It is the guy with the needs."
"Get a location."
"I can't."
"Keep him on a little bit longer and we'll trace him."
"I need her to trace me."
20 more seconds.
"I need her to trace me and put me in a museum."
"Where are you?"
"I need her to come find me."
"We'll trace him and then we'll go find him."
"Sir, do you want us to find you?"
"I need her to find me and then to hold me. I need her."
10 more seconds.
Sir, have you tried to find yourself? Sir, you must try to find yourself until we get there.
6, 5.
"Sir, I need you to find yourself."
"Does he hear footsteps?"
"Sir, do you hear footsteps?" "Sir."
"Well, fuck.
You lost him."
"I lost him."
"Some of them just get lost."
"Agnes did not talk to me about this guy. She did not talk to me about this. I did the best I could."
"You're new. You did a good job."
"He needed too much, though. I couldn't give him what he needs."
"I know."
"He wanted someone to, like, fold him up and put him in a sock drawer or something."
I know.
"He wanted someone to find him, and I couldn't find him."
"Instead, he found you."
"Why won't Agnes communicate with me?"
"Agnes is frazzled."
"But there are people at stake."
"That's your responsibility. At least Agnes believes it is your responsibility."
"But this is just a volunteer position."
Agnes would argue that you voluntarily put yourself here."
"But where is she when I need her? She's the boss."
"You were trained. She had her assistants train you for a very long time."
"I've never even met Agnes. She wasn't at the interview."
"She knew of you from hearsay."
"From hearsay? Who said what about me?"
"That's not for me to know. Only Agnes really knows you."
"Only Agnes really knows me?"
"Deep down, yes. It's how she knows everybody. Deep. Deep down."
"It's like she stares at us always, these huge portraits of Agnes everywhere in this office."
"It's symbolic."
"Wherever I go in the office, her eyes are watching me."
"Agnes will always watch over you, Tom."
"What is the deal with Agnes, eh, pal? She looks just like my aunt. She talks like her, dresses like her, sprays her hair just like her. It's uncanny. She's like the shadow of my own aunt. Does she have kids? She must. Does she look like your aunt, too?"
"In some ways, Agnes looks like everybody's aunt."
"Oh. Well, that's really weird. Really weird. Listen, I lost that guy on the line. And I think it is because of Agnes. Because Agnes never answers any questions. Because Agnes is frazzled. Because Agnes doesn't feel I am her responsibility."
"You are an adult."
"I am her employee."
"Define yourself how you want." "I'm sorry."
"Right. Listen, I need you to go get Agnes so I can talk to her about this."
"Oh, no. Jesus."
"Oh, yes, I need you to go get Agnes right away because she and I need to have a little conversation."
"Oh, no. Tom, stop talking."
"What? No.
Just don't say anything else."
"I need you to shut up and go get Agnes right now, and then I need you to feed me my
puree prunes. Agnes said it was
contagious." "And then I need..." "What?"
"Now, Agnes said it was contagious." No, stop talking. You must stop talking."
"I need you to tell me what is going on, you son of a bitch. What exactly did old Agnes tell you?"
"It's contagious. And you've got it now, too. And it's an incurable disease. Well, Agnes is the only one who can soothe it, can change it."
"Yeah, well, I need you to put the brakes on this little conversation and go get..."
"You'll never get what you need. You will never get what you need.
I need you. I need you. I need you.
You don't need me. You've got it all wrong.
I need you. I need you like taste buds. Like instructions on a chalkboard, I need you.
No! Where's Agnes? I need Agnes.
Like nails on a chalkboard, I need you.
I need... Oh, shit!
I need you to coax me and to listen. I need you to soothe me and to give me milk.
Agnes! I need you to stop this. Stop the disease.
I need her to say when. I need her to change me.
I need you, Agnes.
I need her to stand up. I need her to hang on to me.
I need you.
I need her.
I need you to stop this disease.
I need her to sort things out, definitely.
Definitely.
I need her.
Lick me, Agnes.
And love me, Agnes.
And sort me and fold me and put me away.
Agnes.
Agnes.
Agnes!
Emergency.
I need her to stop the insanity and put it away.
Yeah. Are you really in danger? Are you just calling us?
Are you chewing gum?
Is she chewing?
Agnes, they're calling again. Agnes! Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, Agnes. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. Oh, God, the shadow of Agnes!
Put goddamn Agnes on the line. I need you to put...
I need
Agnes.
Her.
Oh, Agnes.
Agnes! I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't interrupt you during your soaps, but it's an emergency.
But goddamn Agnes!
It's just that they're calling. They're on the phone again. Oh, Agnes, no, don't. Please, don't come nearer. Please, don't. Okay, I'll tell him. I'll tell him. Just don't. God, the sound of your shoes are like deafening to my... Okay, I'll tell him. Your Auntie Agnes is coming for you.
Agnes is coming.
I'm crying.
She's coming down the...
I can't stop crying.
She won't stop staring. Yeah,
she's still watching.
Your Auntie is
Agnes,
coming for
Agnes
you down the
coming.
Hallway. That long hallway that we all go through. She is coming for all of you. Your Auntie is coming for all of you. She's going to give you what you need, she said. I don't know what that means, but...
Little baby, don't you cry. Auntie's gonna sing you a lullaby.
She is gonna give you what you need, she said. Here she comes, she says. Here come old Agnes.
This episode was recorded in front of a live audience at West of Lennon in Seattle on October 1st, 2012. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Lou Butler. Sandbox Radio is made possible by the generous financial contributions of listeners like you. Support the creation of future episodes by making a donation at thesandboxac.org.